When you think about senior roommates, you might imagine the Golden Girls.
I need somebody to bowl with. Please, just say yes and nobody will get hurt.
But the reality is often less charmed. At 95, Eleanor Stone has outlived her husband, 3 children, and 5 siblings.
I'm all alone. I don't have anybody.
So she decided to take a roommate into her San Diego home in 2012, 68-year-old Rose McGehee.
I was living in my own apartment, and I hadn't been able to find work, and the money was just going. And I knew I wasn't going to make the next month's rent.
The two met through a San Diego program called Elder Help. It matches seniors looking for roommates. There are similar organizations around the state.
We get along good. I mean, she does her thing, and I do my thing, and my cat does her thing.
Rose likes that Eleanor doesn't, in her words, crowd her too much.
I am an introvert. And for us, we build energy by being alone.
The women don't eat together. They don't talk about too much.
We do talk about the cat. I tell her what the cat does and all of this stuff.
They have different schedules. Rose rises early, eats breakfast, works until 2 p.m., and then watches something on Netflix in the afternoon. Eleanor wakes up at 8:30 a.m., grabs a coffee and the newspaper.
First I read the sports section, then I read Dear Abby, then the jumble.
Rose helps Eleanor with the computer and takes her to doctor's appointments.
I know I can count on her.
And Eleanor helps Rose.
If I feel like interacting, there's somebody to talk to, because I think if I lived alone, I may never see anybody else, you know.
Companionship is an important part of these partnerships. Caroline Cicero is a gerontology professor at the University of Southern California.
Living alone puts people at higher risk of depression, which you might expect.
She says people who live alone are also more likely to be a victim of fraud or a scam, and
you're also more likely to have poor nutrition and poor health outcomes.
Taking on roommates can help seniors keep a place to live. Fixed incomes aren't keeping up with California's rising rents. Anya De La Cruz is the associate director of Elder Help.
We hear a lot of times, I never thought that I would be in this position, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared. It's looking like I might be homeless.
When I ask Rose McGehee if she'd choose this life for herself,
probably not. Yeah, probably not.
And for Eleanor Stone, living with Rose has not warded off the pain of outliving her family.
But I'm still lonely, you know.
In San Diego, I'm Amita Sharma.